March 26, 1997. A former member of a religious group calls police in Rancho Santa Fe, California, and tells them to go check on a mansion. They find 39 bodies, every one of them laid out on a bed, wearing matching black shirts, black sweatpants, and brand new Nike Decade sneakers. Purple cloths draped over their faces and torsos, each person carrying exactly $5.75 in cash. This is Heaven's Gate, and everything was exactly as their leader planned. Marshall Applewhite founded Heaven's Gate in 1974 with a nurse named Bonnie Nettles. Applewhite, a former music professor, had built a theology around a single idea, that humans were just containers, biological vehicles, for alien souls from a higher dimension he called the next level. Death wasn't the end. It was the upgrade. He called himself Du. She was Ty. Together, they spent 2 decades recruiting followers who would give up their families, their possessions, and eventually their bodies to join them. Well, then came the comet. In 1995, Hale-Bopp appeared, the brightest comet visible from Earth in 2 decades. Heaven's Gate members became convinced a spacecraft was traveling in the comet's wake, hidden from radar and telescope, coming to collect them. Applewhite told his followers the window was closing. In late March 1997, as Hale-Bopp reached its closest approach, the group acted. Over 3 days, March 22nd to 24, members drank phenobarbital mixed into applesauce, chased it with vodka, and secured plastic bags over their heads. In 3 organized shifts, calmly, voluntarily, 39 people, ages 26 to 72. They also ran a web design business called Higher Source. They built websites for paying clients right up until the end. Heaven's Gate's website is still online, maintained by 2 surviving members who stayed behind. And to keep the message up, every video, every statement, every belief, exactly as it was in 1997. The bodies are gone. The website never went down.